We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Look to the cross of the Lamb of God. Lay all your guilt on Him. Freely His lifeblood He sacrificed, paying the debt of your sin. Come to the cross upon Calvary. Gaze on the scene anew. Turn from your sin to the Savior.
And by the tomb where His body lay, hear how the mourners cry.
If they but knew why the Savior came, Jesus left heaven to die. Come to the cross upon Calvary.
What? heart's beating inside my chest. Oh, I'm coming alive with joy and destiny. 'Cause you're restoring me piece by piece. There's nothing to do.
There is no
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
In heaven the army will enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy battle belongs to the Lord. Encourage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, strength to the Lord.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we speak and hear his word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. Brethren, see poor sinners round you slumbering on the brink of woe. Death is coming, hell is moving, can you bear to let them go? See our fathers and our mothers and our children sinking down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. Brethren, there are saints who wander, were once near Christ their Lord, but they have denied the Savior and need fellowship restored. Yet the Savior offers mercy if they will repent the wound. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. Sisters, will you join and help us? Moses' sister aided him. Will you seek the trembling mourners who are struggling hard with sin? Tell them all about the Savior, tell them that he will be found. Pray on, sisters, and the manna will be showered all around. Let us love our God supremely, let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our Lord makes all things new. Then he'll call us home to heaven. At his table we'll sit down. Christ will gird himself and serve us with his manna all around. Then he'll call us home to heaven. At his table we'll sit down. Christ will gird himself himself and serve us with sweet manna all around.
Savior pronounce the glad word. Well done, faithful servant, thy title is clear to enter the joy of thy Lord. O brother, be faithful, eternity's years shall tell for thy faithfulness now. When bright smiles of gladness shall scatter thy tears, a coronet gleam on thy brow. O brother, be faithful, the promise is sure that waits for the faithful and try to reign with the ransomed, immortal and pure, and ever with Jesus abide.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled The Mystery Tractor Trailer. Psalm 34 verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." I had been driving a truck cross-country ever since I could remember. One night in 1985, I was travelling on Interstate 35 in McAllister, Oklahoma. I had just picked up a load and was running late. I decided to try and push myself to drive through the night, although I was pretty tired. If anyone knows anything about that stretch in Oklahoma, there is nothing to be seen for miles, just open road. At that time of night, there was nothing out there. No trucks, cars, or anything else, just me. I found myself drifting to sleep and didn't know I was out until bang! Jolted awake, I looked up and saw I was riding the bumper of the truck in front of me. I was awake now. We both pulled over and got out of our rigs. I asked, "Where did you come from and how long have you been there?" He said he had been there all along and asked me how I was doing. "I'm okay now since you woke me up," I said. As we said our goodbyes, I jumped in my truck and pulled out onto the highway. I confess, I shouldn't have been running the truck that long, and I couldn't help thanking God for keeping me from certain disaster by waking me up. That was truly a miracle for me. A reflection associated with this story comes from Prophets and Kings, page 59. "Ever he watches over his children with a care that is measureless, but he requires undivided allegiance. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Matthew 6, verse 24. The Mystery Tractor Trailer was written by Alan Jefferson of Ypsilanti, Michigan.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
The book of Psalms is one of those very special books in the Bible, highlighting the prayers and praises of ancient Israel. The psalm today is Psalm 41, a psalm that David wrote and is for the choir director. And the theme for this psalm is the blessing and suffering of the godly. "Happy is the person who is thoughtful of the poor. The Lord will come to his aid when he is in trouble. Indeed, the Lord will preserve his life and let no harm come to him, blessing him as he works his land. He will not let him fall into the hands of his enemies. The Lord will give strength to his body when he is ill, restoring him to health when he is sick. I ask the Lord, please show me your mercy. Cleanse my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say in hope, when will this man die and his name be forgotten? If he has to see me for some reason, he just speaks empty words. His heart is like a pit for rotting rubbish, and when he goes away, he spews it out to anyone who will hear. All my enemies speak secretly to one another against me, planning what they can do to harm me. A deadly disease, they say, has spread throughout his body. We are sure that now he is on his bed, that he will never get up again. Even my longtime friend, whom I trusted as a confidant, the man who ate at my table, has become a traitor to me. Now you are the only one who can help me, O Lord, and lift me up so that I can deal with these despicable people. I take courage, knowing that you smile upon me, for my enemies have not overcome me. For my sake, you have supported me in a life dedicated to you, and your glorious face is always turned toward me. Praise be to the Lord God of Israel, from eternity past to the never-ending ages to come. Amen and amen.